Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna. This week's channeled message is from Master Elmore, and it's entitled The Divine Reset, channeled through me, Natalie Glasson, on the 26th of April 2019. Greetings, I am Master Elmore, Overseer and Shohan of the First Ray of Light. It is one of my purposes to oversee and distribute the divine will and power of the Creator to all beings, especially at a planetary and earthly level. It is through the divine will and power of the Creator that the Creator's intentions, larger picture and purpose is revealed and manifested. The divine will of the Creator carries the templates of that which is appropriate to manifest upon the earth and across the entire universe of the Creator. The divine power of the Creator brings everything into manifestation for expressions and aspects of the Creator, such as yourself, to experience fully. It is a beautiful role for me, Master Elmore, to be involved with on the inner planes, as I receive the guidance and power of the Creator, therefore distributing the next phases of ascension, the new realities and experiences for all on the earth and the inner planes. This brings such illumination to my being. While my purpose is to be of service, I am learning, expanding and evolving through my service. I am learning to hold the larger picture and purpose of the Creator within my energetic being and soul. Understanding how the divine will and power of the Creator synthesizes and the magic that is created, as well as how to gift this truth and understanding to others. The divine will and power I receive and embody is often not for my personal ascension. Instead, it is for the ascension of all as a collective and individuals. Therefore, it is my task to distribute this information and energy where it is needed, with divine timing, in a way that souls upon the earth are able to receive and access with ease. The Ascended Master's Pathway. Take a moment to imagine what it would be like for you if your ascension purpose was focused upon the deliverance of the Creator's will and power, or simply energy to others upon the earth. Imagine that your ascension pathway was to be of service, and through your process of being of service, you received and accessed the ascension transformations your soul desires. I, Master Elmore, am inviting you to contemplate and consider that through your radiating energy to others, you could learn, grow, and awaken in the way you currently seek. This, in many ways, is the Ascended Master's pathway of evolution and service. Rather than focusing solely on your own spiritual evolution, you become a divine link between the Creator and all expressions and manifestations of the Creator, meaning humanity, the earth, and all beings. In doing so, you also allow every other soul upon the earth to achieve and exist as the same. This way, ascension becomes a process of each soul receiving, radiating, and sharing the Creator with each other. Experiencing ascension in this way is very different to isolating yourself from others and focusing within. A powerful and clear focus within your being is always essential and is the foundation of every aspect of spiritual evolution. However, once a connection within is made and nurtured, then the emanation of your relationship with the Creator becomes a powerful service and learning process. Take some time to meditate or contemplate whether there are some areas of your spiritual evolution and ascension where you are focusing within your being, when you need to be emanating into your reality the presence of the Creator within you. Notice where expression of the Creator is needed and how you feel comfortable or inspired to express the Creator. Remember, this can be in any creative way you wish. I, Master Elmore, also invite you to contemplate where you are seeking and searching outside of yourself, when it would be more beneficial to focus within, connecting with the presence of the Creator within you. Then put yourself into action with whatever you feel is required and necessary to be of service to yourself. Understanding the Divine Reset. I, Master Elmore, wish to bring to your attention an ascension shift that is taking place now, known as the Divine Reset. The Divine Reset has taken place several times throughout the ascension period and existence of beings upon the earth. The Divine Reset is when a surge of light and consciousness comes forth from the Creator, which is immensely powerful. So impactful that it alters and shifts the divine will of the Creator, currently manifesting, changing the course of all beings. The Divine Reset manifests when beings have accelerated at a quick speed and an imbalance is created. In order to compensate for the quick acceleration and any imbalance created, a powerful surge flows from the Creator to bring new light and consciousness to all. The main impact is that a new pathway, opportunities, and possibilities for all unfolds, creating a new vibration, focus, and direction that is aligned with the growth made by many upon the earth. We could describe this as the Creator bringing forth a higher divine will and power in response to the ascension, acceleration of humanity. When a divine reset manifests, it is a time for celebration. It means that not only is the Creator responding to you and offering tremendous support The Creator is also sharing with you divine inspiration, offering you the tools and openings in your life that you require while also creating new possibilities upon the earth for all to grasp. The Divine Reset allows for a unique request to be made to your community of guides, a request that allows you to reset your being back to your original source, essence and energy, while retaining all the empowering wisdom, abilities and experiences you have gained through your multiple lifetimes. The purpose of requesting a personal divine reset is to support the release of unneeded energies, to aid healing, to let go of boundaries and limitations, and greater, deeper connection with the presence of the Creator within you. This request must not be made lightly, without first meditating to ask your soul if a personal divine reset is appropriate at this time for your ascension. The outcome of the reset can be greater feelings of liberation and freedom of self-expression. Requesting your personal divine reset. First, take a moment to focus within your being. Call forth your community of guides and your soul to be present with you. Ask if it is divinely guided and appropriate for you to request a personal divine reset. If you receive an answer, sensation, inner knowingness that is appropriate for you, then continue. If you do not receive an answer or are unsure, you may wish to ask at another time, maybe later in the day, the next day, or in a week. If you feel it is inappropriate for you at this time, do not be concerned about missing out. It may be that the divine reset is not needed for you. You will also benefit from the divine reset taking place for the collective of all upon the earth. As guided and supported by my community of guides, Soul and Master Amore, I, please state your name, request for my highest good, a personal divine reset. I invite my personal divine reset to take place now, filling me with vigor, love, peace, and the truth of the Creator. Through this request, may I experience a deeper connection and relationship with my true divine self, inner Creator, presence, and soul. Experiencing greater liberation and a freedom in my self-expression. May my divine personal reset predominantly remind me of my original Creator essence and release all forms of illusions which create boundaries in my reality and actions. May this transition take place with ease and perfection, allowing my true inner joy and bliss to blossom from within me for my experience daily. I invite my community of guides, Sol and Master Elmore, to oversee the entire process. Please also align me to the divine reset taking place for all upon the earth, so I benefit from the shifts taking place and receive all I require to continue my spiritual evolution and ascension with ease. Thank you. Take time to receive. Whether you choose to meditate after your request is made, soak in a bath, which will enhance your experience, sit in nature or lie down to rest and integrate. Take as much time as feels appropriate to serve you and your transition at this time. In constant divine support for the truth of your being. Master Elmore.